And tonight we are featuring the Shondas. And with us we have Tamim. Did I say that right finally?
You sure did.
How's it going out there in New York?
It is very good. It's rainy, but otherwise good.
It's raining. Isn't like right now like the best time to be in New York? Like a springtime, summerish New York thing?
If you're a duck, it is.
Justin is actually a duck. So.
I'm actually a duck.
Yeah, the Shondas.
Well then, yes, come over right now.
The Shondas do have a new album out, and you can get that on Amazon. You can go to theshondas.com, or you can go on entertheshell.com. The links are all there. Now, you started drumming late in life. Well, not late in life, but sort of late in life. I would say, I don't know if 26 is late enough, but to me it is, because, you know, like after drumming, I probably couldn't walk. So how was that process of learning how to drum for you?
Yeah, no, I totally identify as a drumming late bloomer. It's a little intimidating to feel like you're competing with, you know, 7-year-olds who are like whizzes on their playing John Bonham licks on their practice pads all the time. But it's been good. It's been a really, really sharp learning curve. You know, at the beginning it was kind of tough going and making it up as I went along and faking it till I made it. But, you know, I think I've made it, and now I'm sort of a lifelong student and, you know, getting better with every show. So it's pretty exciting to be in this process as an adult.
So talking, that's amazing, and it's I can totally relate. I tried to start drumming, and I just gave up, so that's awesome. I think I did it for, like, 20 minutes, and
that was it.
I was totally done. But, you know, I was listening to your music, and I got to tell you, amazingly awesome. I got a couple questions. My dear one, your guitarist left, you know. How did that help affect the album?
Well, it kind of created the album. Mm-hmm. The album obviously explores a breakup, and so that departure sort of sent the band into writing this arc of songs that, you know, range from anger to resentment to sort of snark, and just sort of despair and depression, and then there's a couple of songs that are about hope and rebuilding. And what I thought was really cathartic about it was that, you know, during this process we had a new guitarist, Fury, who's been obviously very integral to writing the music for this record, and we've been able to tour on it, and we've been able to actually talk to people about, you know, cities and places where they've had their hearts broken. So it's been kind of nice and cathartic to make it into something beautiful that people actually like feel connected to, and that we can connect to and kind of move on.
So is your new guitarist your rebound guitarist?
Totally. I mean, I hope not in the classical sense, but, you know. I guess if you want to continue the metaphor, then yes.
Isn't it funny how certain things in life kind of, you know, we don't realize it at the time, but then it just leads to something more beautiful. So let's talk a little bit more about your writing process. Clearly, you guys were exploring different emotions and whatnot. For you personally, how do you feel like you evolved during the writing process for the album?
You know, I think, like we were talking about, I've been on kind of a steep curve from our first album to here. Our first album was cut sort of right after I, you know, picked up my first drumstick. So personally, I feel like I'm writing more interesting parts. I feel more engaged in the writing as a musician who has a better sense of my instrument. And I think in general, the songs on my Dear One have some more depth and nuance in a certain way, and they have you know, a lot of dynamic range. I think we worked really hard on that. Mm-hmm. And I think we also worked really hard on sort of like serving each song. So even though it's kind of an indie rock record, you know, some of the songs like don't necessarily have the like sort of 2-4 time of a rock song, and you know, we varied on that a little bit for the content of the album.
I really love the idea of you having a violinist. I am a big fan of violins. You use it quite a bit. How does it add to your music?
I think it's actually essential to our music. Eli, obviously there's 4 of us in the band, and Eli, our violinist, is sort of is one of the founding members of the band, and you know, the violin functions very much almost as another voice. So a lot of our songs are written sort of almost with two lead vocal lines in mind. There's Luisa's lead vocal, and then there's the violin, which almost provides like a second voice. But I think that, you know, as we grow as a band, that's something we've really learned to play with, and there's moments where the strings are really low and intense and sort of supporting, and then there's moments where, in a more classical sense, the strings kind of soar over the top and become like the thing that's soloing and centerpiece at that moment.
That's so cool. Now listen, you just you finished up a 6-week tour recently, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you do when you're not on the road? I mean, clearly you're back, and I mean, did you have something that you were looking forward to do? I mean, I'm sure that you look forward to some of alone time and some space.
Yes, it's nice to not have, like, you know, to look on either side of me and see another face, you know, 2 inches from mine,
yes,
some bandmate or another. But, you know, we do all get along. We're extremely close as friends and as a band. But yes, it is true that there is such thing as too much time spent in a van.
Yes, down by the river.
Or just being with those people.
Down by the river or not. So the first thing I did when I got home was get a New York bagel, which I'm kind of a bagel chauvinist, and West Coast bagels just don't really do it for me.
It's a water. It's
West,
a water.
Western, I apologize.
Western bagels rock.
But, I'm glad to be home. I sort of, like, promptly redecorated my house. I organized my books by color.
That's so fantastic.
These are crazy things that musicians do when they return from 6-week tours.
It's either being a musician or being OCD. One or the other.
You get I know. Both. It's really hard to say.
Yeah, well, the album is out now, and that is My Dear. That's available on Amazon. You can go to the shondies.com, or you can go to endoftheshell.com, and from there you can link back and purchase the album. It's a really great album. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes, thank you
so
much.
Thank you for having me.
Tamim, have fun organizing your books now.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Are you still there?